Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Are you ready to take your business to the next level? Every day there are countless books and articles that are published offering the key on how to make your business a success. It's easy to feel overwhelmed trying to keep up and run your business. That's why Deb Creer created the Business Power Hour. Keep up on the latest trends, best practices, and techniques for how to make your business a success. Let the Business Power Hour do the heavy work for you.
Good morning, good morning. I am Deb Creer, and I am passionate about giving professionals the tools that they need to make themselves and their businesses as successful as possible. And oh my gosh, I am so excited for today's program. We have a guest on. We've been having so much fun in the pre-chat, I almost forgot to hit record. But we're going to learn so much from this gentleman. And to say he is, you know, world-renowned, recognized, award, oh, that doesn't even go near it. So please join me in welcoming Vladimir Botvadze, Botvadze to our program today. Welcome, Vladimir. How are you doing
today? Hi, Deb. Thanks for having me on your show, and I'm delighted to share my award-winning expertise with you.
Great. Well, let me tell people a little bit about you, and then we will dive into this. Mm-hmm. So Vladimir Botvadze is a globally renowned, multi-award-winning digital transformation and social media influencer, Fortune 500 and probably Fortune 10, consultant, thought leader, futurist, professor, keynote speaker, startup advisor, C-suite mentor, and media personality, who has always been at the forefront of fast-paced industries. He has more than 15 years of international experience in marketing and innovation, with a proven track record guiding executives and top brands worldwide to initiate change, drive growth, and position brands as market leaders in their industries. Vladimir is currently ranked as the number one global marketing thought leader by Thinkers 360. He has been featured in little things like Forbes, Bloomberg, Yahoo Finance, Irish Tech News, and many other media outlets. He's been invited by Social Media Club and Startup Grind as a speaker. Vladimir has been committed to inspiring business executives with his impressive career success, who utilized his natural entrepreneurialism to become a self-made influencer. Established globally as a marketing thought leader, Vladimir has changed the face of global marketing with his presence and contribution. He is the innovative mind behind global events, projects, and publications. Oh my gosh, I am so honored to have you on our program today. So again, Vladimir, welcome.
Thank you, Deb, and I'm delighted to join your show, and I'm excited to share my best experience that I have gained throughout my career with you today.
I love it. Well, you know, one of the things that I always like to know, and I was looking through your website, your LinkedIn bio. Oh my gosh, you know, I was thinking, when do you sleep? But tell us how you got to where you are today and how you discovered that this is your passion in life, because we can see it truly is your passion.
Yeah, thank you, Deb. I come from Georgia, you know, from
not Eastern my Europe. Georgia.
I come from Europe, so I'm proud of where I come from, which is one of the oldest wine producing countries. And I was 18 when I moved to the United States, where I got my first job. Mm-hmm. And I have been in the right place at the right time, mm-hmm. with the right people. Truly, the U.S. experience is worth its weight in gold, and mm-hmm. it has always stood me in good stead. Mm-hmm. And I have truly moved the mountains and climbed everything in technology, mm-hmm. because of my U.S. experience. I started seeing the world faster, easier, clearer. I connected with so many individuals. I I became more audience centric, I think, you know, because which allowed me to open so many doors. I have gained ground. I have gone places, and I have moved up in the world. Mm-hmm. As a result, I'm at the cutting edge of marketing and digital transformation nowadays. And New York experience is a mm-hmm. be all and end all nowadays. And mm-hmm. I know what it feels like to be in the rock bottom when you're exploring all avenues in New York City, mm-hmm. when you are 19 years old, when you have nothing in your CV, mm-hmm. but you're still hoping to get inside track, to get upper hand, and to mm-hmm. rub shoulders with successful and renowned people. So. Mm-hmm. So I think we used to put emphasis on physical activities in 2006 mm-hmm. when I was in the United States, mm-hmm. but now it is vice versa. And so this feeling, you know, that, you know, you want to move up in the world and to work your way up to the top truly made mm-hmm. me fire on all cylinders, and I have truly taken the bull by the horns by working 16 hours a day since 2016, and I have contributed enormously. I have developed a world-class reputation mm-hmm. for always bringing innovation to the project with mm-hmm. Innovation to the project mm-hmm. to the table with every mm-hmm. project. So I'm now in a catbird position in my field. I think I have been going from strength to strength. I have been winning countless awards. Mm-hmm. I have been speaking at leading summits, conferences. Mm-hmm. Fortune 500 brands pick my brain. I'm a jury member. I'm a member of a marketing judging committee of mm-hmm. American Business Awards, mm-hmm. part of Stevie Awards in New York City, mm-hmm. and I have been trusted to judge billion-dollar marketing projects of Fortune 500 brands. At the same time, I'm also a jury member of the Digital Revolution Award in the UK, mm-hmm. and I have judged the nominations such as Outstanding Contribution to the Microsoft Ecosystem and Tech Star of the Year. Mm-hmm. So, I have been interviewed all over the world because I'm a key opinion leader, thought mm-hmm. leader, influencer, and my Twitter truly helped me to open so many doors in business. I mm-hmm. mean, I'm a mentor, I'm a thought leader, I'm a speaker, mm-hmm. I'm a high man on the totem pole, mover and shaker in marketing, and I'm truly grateful mm-hmm. for everything from the bottom mm-hmm. of my heart. So, as you mentioned, I featured in the media outlets like Forbes, my clients generated like $1 billion in revenue through my practical marketing growth strategies. Mm-hmm. I'm represented as a speaker by leading speakers bureaus, mm-hmm. and I'm an audience favorite from New York to Sydney. Mm-hmm. So, I have been recently been recognized among top 10. Inspiring business leaders by mm-hmm. Inside Success magazine in Ohio, mm-hmm. ranked number three internet marketing guru by Global Gurus. Mm-hmm. And I'm an advisory board member of Racing Retail in mm-hmm. Orlando, Florida, which ranked me among top 100 global retail influencers mm-hmm. in 2022. I think so. I stopped counting my awards because I have been winning so many mm-hmm. awards, you know. Right. So. It would be like boring to mention comprehensive awards but I won so many awards, you know, because the first award was in 2015 when Analytica in London recognized me among top 100 global B2B influencers in 2015. So mm-hmm. since that, I believed in myself, and I believe that success belongs to those who believe in what they are doing. So mm-hmm. I think if we face is everything. If we believe, then we hit the ground running, we go into overdrive, and we leave no stone unturned. So I think when I started from scratch in 2014 on Twitter, and I had like 10 followers, but mm-hmm. I was working from instinct. So mm-hmm. I was connecting with everyone. I was curious, interest. I showed interest mm-hmm. For example, what was happening throughout the world. So mm-hmm. I also, when you surround yourself with five successful people, you are going to be six. Right. So I think networking is a be all and end all nowadays. I mm-hmm. think some people become billionaires because of networking through mm-hmm. Twitter. They build up following on Twitter, and they mm-hmm. are in a great position, and they put themselves in a great position mm-hmm. to succeed. So I think Twitter has truly made so many renowned entrepreneurs, mm-hmm. influencers, thought leaders, right. and I think we should be grateful to digital media, mm-hmm. and it's amazing power, because it helps us every day, and mm-hmm. we need nobody's green light to be successful in 2022. Mm-hmm. The internet does not care we come from. It doesn't care about our background. I think mm-hmm. if you put in the work, results will come. So you will achieve your business goals. So I'm very grateful. I'm equipped with a plethora of game-changing strategies tailored mm-hmm. To give my clients a competitive advantage that mm-hmm. That guarantees long-term success and sustainability. My awards are not everything, but when I put my heart and soul into everything, mm-hmm. my results always speak for themselves.
Right.
And I have an immense knowledge of channels where consumers are spending mm-hmm. their time, and brands want measurable results, right? Mm-hmm. Like proof over promise and greater ROI. So mm-hmm. I deliver more than expected. It was always a win-win partnership when I joined forces with mm-hmm. brands, and I turn the marketing managers of today into the global marketing leaders of tomorrow.
Right. Looking through your information, as I said, it is incredibly impressive. But I think one of the things that impressed me the most was your continual learning. You are always, you have multiple degrees. You do have a doctorate, I should have introduced you as Dr. Vladimir. But you are always right. And that is how you stay at that forefront, right? And I think the thing is, especially the digital world, social media, they are changing so quickly that if you aren't continually learning, within 6 months, you've been left behind.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We work in a constant disruption nowadays. Mm-hmm. Brands go out of business because they believe in strategies existed 30 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I no longer want to hear brands' excuses that they don't want to be on social media.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and I hear that all the time. They're afraid of it. What if people say something bad about me? Well, too bad.
We used to live in a time when it was dominated by doctors, engineers, and mm-hmm. lawyers. Now mm-hmm. we live in a time which is dominated by influencers, thought leaders. Right. Mm-hmm. Programmers, coders. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. I think if you don't have your personal brand, nobody knows you and you don't exist. Google right. is our CV nowadays. Mm-hmm. So I think we are no longer in a B2B. It mm-hmm. is like a human to human. So people mm-hmm. want right. to do business with mm-hmm. people. So right. I think active daily learning is number two, mm-hmm. a top skill by World Economic Forum. Mm-hmm. So I think it is imperative for me to learn daily what's happening mm-hmm. in this world, and to keep my fingers on the pulse right. of digital transformation mm-hmm. and all the latest trends,
Mm-hmm. Right. And a lot of the digital stuff came about 10, 15 years ago. I mean, it is still very new. And I tell people it is, the marketing basics are the same. We're just using new tools to get the information out there. And, because I'm exactly like you. I have people that tell me, I don't want to be on social media because what if somebody says something bad? Well, if they're saying something bad, don't you want the chance to counter it or fix it? And we can't hide under those rocks anymore. And if anything, I think the pandemic showed us that even more, because especially when, like here in the States, we locked down. We didn't lock down nearly as long as many other countries around the world. But all of a sudden, the only way that we could get our message out there was online. And I think so many people went, oh my God, I don't know what to do.
Absolutely. So I think brands nowadays face a catch-22 situation. If they are not active on social media, then mm-hmm. Nothing great happens. So
right.
social media has like a snowball effect in business, mm-hmm. And future focus brands are now at the cutting edge of marketing mm-hmm. because they put out content across 8-10 social media networks. Mm-hmm. And whether you build a personal brand, whether a Fortune 500 brand mm-hmm. wants to stay ahead of the car, mm-hmm. or whatever business objective you have mm-hmm. in this day and age, mm-hmm. I think it is imperative and it is crucial and essential right. and pivotal. Mm-hmm. To put out content across 8-10 social media networks mm-hmm. and to create content mm-hmm. that is in followers' best interest, not in mm-hmm. our best interest. And nowadays, there are two kinds of organizations. You know, there are marketing and branding organizations mm-hmm. and sales organizations.
Right.
I think Nike, why we choose Nike? Because of its strong brand.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right. And not like a Nike CEO never knocked on our doors and promote his product mm-hmm. to buy, right? Mm-hmm. So it is the same because Nike has a strong brand. So we need to be in a brand building business to win mm-hmm. in the long term. So I think sales oriented sales people are mm-hmm. oriented or short term goals. Mm-hmm. That's why they rarely manage to build their personal brands, their mm-hmm. followings, and I think audiences don't care about mm-hmm. their sales pitches and totally disregard mm-hmm. them. You know,
right? Yeah, or we pay attention when we need whatever that is, and then we're gone.
And last but not least, dear Deb, success depends on backbone, not on wishbone.
Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
I think my success has always depended on my backbone, my mm-hmm. hard work. Mm-hmm. That I have been working like 16 mm-hmm. hours a day. I have been going into overdrive and leaving mm-hmm. no stone unturned. So mm-hmm. so I have moved up in the world and mm-hmm. and I have gone places. And mm-hmm. I'm very grateful that this device mm-hmm. this device mm-hmm. Is be all and end all nowadays.
Right. Oh yeah. And what did we do before we had smartphones? Right.
Nothing. I think we are in a total vacuum, you know. So now it's the situation has been reversed, mm-hmm. and we turn tables mm-hmm. on everybody because right. we have this device and we can mm-hmm. create content, we can mm-hmm. distribute content, and I have uploaded my 40 videos to YouTube, mm-hmm. and since pandemic, I have joined more than top 20 speakers bureaus throughout the world. And mm-hmm. my talks are estimated in the ballpark of like $30,000 and mm-hmm. $50,000 throughout mm-hmm. the world, you know? Mm-hmm. So, but I never spent any dollars on advertising myself or promoting my product. Mm-hmm. I sent more than 100,000 tweets to mm-hmm. To mm-hmm. have earned like more than 56,000 followers. And mm-hmm. I have posted more than 60,000 times on Instagram mm-hmm. to be at the forefront of innovation mm-hmm. and marketing, you know?
Right. You know, and I want to talk about the fact that, you know, companies have brands, but so many people forget that they have a personal brand. Every single person has a personal brand. And the cool thing about social media, you know, whether you're doing it on your computer, your phone, wherever, it really levels that playing field. You know, we have the opportunity as me and my, you know, my home office in Atlanta has the same opportunity as somebody who, you know, is, you know, a multimillionaire, can afford all this stuff. And really, as you said, it takes backbone. It takes hard work. So what to you are the most important things about building a personal brand?
I think brands should forget their excuses and to live and they should start living and embracing innovation. Mm-hmm. Storytelling. Storytelling is why Nike is Nike nowadays. You know? I think video marketing dominates nowadays because mm-hmm. if you check out TikTok, if you check out Instagram, and I think video content dominates, you know?
Right.
So I think that we should capitalize on every kind of content to build our brands mm-hmm. and to think in the long term. And I think great things will happen because we put 100 pieces of content across 8-10 social media networks, you mm-hmm. know. And everyone nowadays, we see everyone is a self-made influencer.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I have capitalized on my natural entrepreneurialism to mm-hmm. become a self-made influencer.
Right.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
So I think brands need to brands need to, I think, you know, a great example is, we know that big brands are nowadays disrupted. You know, for example, mm-hmm. Airbnb disrupted hospitality brands. Mm-hmm. And if you compare the market valuation between Airbnb and, for example, other hospitality brands, mm-hmm. you will see that it is as different as night and day. So right. Why? Why? Because Airbnb's co-founder Brian Chesky mm-hmm. is active on Twitter,
right.
And mm-hmm. he tweets questions about mm-hmm. Airbnb's products, mm-hmm. and he engages with mm-hmm. Airbnb's users, and he develops mm-hmm. his product by leaps and bounds through mm-hmm. networking, through listening, because mm-hmm. we need to be in a listening business. You mm-hmm. know, before I start talking at summits and conferences throughout mm-hmm. the world, I learn everything through comments on social media.
I love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I spend time on what consumers are doing on social media. Mm-hmm. It is like everyone is talking about customer centricity nowadays, which is nonsense. And mm-hmm. nobody spends their time on what consumers are doing online, you mm-hmm. know?
Right. You know, and for everybody, and kind of me too, who went, oh my God, 16 hours a week and how many platforms? And okay, it's okay to scale that back. You know, we don't want people to panic. But you do get out of it what you put into it. You know, it was interesting. I was listening to an audiobook by Mark Schaefer, who is a personal branding expert. And he was talking about this woman who, she writes a blog. She has 25 subscribers. 25! But she sells an extremely high-end product. And every one of those 25 people are either customers or potential customers. So she knows exactly who she needs to market to. And so the numbers, sometimes we get caught up in the numbers. You know, and you and I were talking about that before. You know, we really don't buy followers anymore. That was a trend when social media first started. You could buy followers, which, you know, whether it was Facebook, whether it was Twitter, and that was a complete and total waste of time and money. Because you know, if you were sending your messages to people who never, ever, ever, ever would buy from you, refer to you, or do any of that, then why were you wasting your time? You know, if your market is 25 people, then market exactly to those 25 people and have your message just for them. If it's 25,000 people, then, you know, market to them. And I think that's where people get confused is, they're not quite sure what the numbers are. So that comes back to the basic marketing principles of who are you trying to reach? Who is your target audience? You know, for you, because you speak on so many different things and around the world, I mean, your audience obviously has to be bigger. If you never wanted to travel and do all of those things, then you wouldn't market outside of your area. But because you want to travel and because you are such a well-known speaker, you have to have those big numbers, you know, and so I think that's maybe one of the first things people need to look at is who the heck am I trying to reach?
Dear Deb, I think you mentioned Mark Schaefer from the beginning, and mm-hmm. Mark is an amazing professor. Amazing.
We love Mark, right?
Mm-hmm. I think his personality is one of the best, and mm-hmm. With the way he connects with his mm-hmm. audiences and shows gratitude. Mm-hmm. I think I'm very grateful because when I started building my personal brand from scratch, mm-hmm. I used to look up to people like Mark mm-hmm. Schaefer, Glenn Gilmore, mm-hmm. I think Mari Smith and other mm-hmm. renowned thought mm-hmm. leaders, because I think mm-hmm. they are a great example to follow mm-hmm. for us, you know, because mm-hmm. I believe in my way because I have surrounded myself and with a great, famous mm-hmm. marketing influencers, you know, mm-hmm. and you know, I just my results have started speaking for themselves because mm-hmm. I think when I won first awards, then it had like a snowball effect, mm-hmm. and I continued this kind of pace of winning mm-hmm. awards. Then I think I'm now in a catbird position, and I believe in giving back. So mm-hmm. I would love to address. I'm now addressing audiences internationally, mm-hmm. encouraging actionable change and motivating right. people to become more confident. So mm-hmm. so I think brands need to capitalize on social media networks. Everyone. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you can reach any person mm-hmm. in the world if you are good enough.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You storytell, if you connect with mm-hmm. audiences, if you, and I showed curiosity, and curiosity is be all and end all mm-hmm. nowadays. It is what has allowed me mm-hmm. to move up in the world, gain ground, mm-hmm. go places, and social media. I'm very grateful because we are now in a Web 2. We mm-hmm. are moving to Web 3. Mm-hmm. We will be in a virtual reality in a different world.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Web 3 will amalgamate like mm-hmm. physical mm-hmm. and digital.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we will have a sense that we are spending time with our friends, mm-hmm. like what we are doing, whatever we're doing now in reality, mm-hmm. we will be doing in Web3, you know, in right. metaverse, mm-hmm. in NFT. So, mm-hmm. but it is a golden era of social media nowadays, mm-hmm. and there is no time like the present to capitalize on great opportunities. Mm-hmm. You know, we need to take from influencers' books, you know, because my career is in a fast lane. I mm-hmm. achieved the number one global marketing ranking, which is a jewel in the crown, you know. Mm-hmm. So when I work now on great projects, it is a race against time, dear mm-hmm. Deb. It is race against time. Mm-hmm. So social media, Twitter has stood me in good stead, you know. Mm-hmm. I push envelope. And now my talk strikes the right note because mm-hmm. it is relevant and it is mm-hmm. helps organizations maximize their success, you know.
Right.
So I'm a natural born entrepreneur, you know. I'm mm-hmm. natural born entrepreneur. I'm very audience centric. I never, mm-hmm. I rarely follow the crowd. I build my path, you know. Mm-hmm. So social media has allowed me to take a mm-hmm. turn for the better, you know. So I'm very grateful, and it is always a win-win partnership mm-hmm. when I join forces with thought leaders, associations, mm-hmm. and I'm an advisory board member, jury member, right. and I'm trusted now. Mm-hmm. I'm trusted now to judge and score $1 billion mm-hmm. marketing projects of mm-hmm. Fortune 500 brands, you know, mm-hmm. and they depend on my assessment. Mm-hmm. They depend on my assessment, and I'm very grateful. And mm-hmm. I know what's I know marketing like backwards and forwards. Mm-hmm. And I know marketing like the palm of my hand. What's happening? Mm-hmm. Because I judge the best marketing project, dear Deb, in America.
Right.
And now in Europe, mm-hmm. They debate why people spend too much time on social media, you know. Mm-hmm. But whereas my American friends strike while the iron is hot, and mm-hmm. they make hay while the sun shines, mm-hmm. you know.
Mm-hmm. Right. You know, and I think that's probably been one of the biggest things that we've seen here in the States is, you know, those who adopt whatever it is fairly quickly and early in the process are successful. But then they usually, in many cases, move on to the next thing. You know, and it'll be interesting, we were talking before the program, to see what Twitter evolves into, you know, but all social media platforms evolve. Rather, if Elon Musk buys it or not, Twitter is a continually changing thing, just like LinkedIn changes, Facebook changes. We get new platforms. You know, I always have to laugh at the fact that, you know, one of the biggest brands in the world, Google, failed 3 times at establishing social media platforms.
Absolutely.
And I think it was because they tried to copy. They never said exactly what you were saying, that you have to set yourself apart. I think Google thought, oh, we can pretty much just do what Facebook does. And people went, but I'm already on Facebook, so why would I, you know, and then when they went, okay, well, no, it's more business. Well, then we went, well, isn't that what LinkedIn does? You know, and so Google never tried to set itself apart, you know, and we see that with TikTok, with Instagram, you know, with those platforms where they said, hey, we're going to do something totally different.
Yeah, sorry, dear Deb, I think you are right. And, they say that Twitter is dead. Twitter mm-hmm. is water under the bridge. Oh, I disagree.
Right.
I respectfully disagree. Twitter mm-hmm. is a cocktail party of the business mm-hmm. world nowadays,
mm-hmm. right.
where people gather and they mm-hmm. They exchange ideas and mm-hmm. they build mm-hmm. billion-dollar brands.
Mm-hmm.
I say billion-dollar startups.
Right.
Twitter has been instrumental behind the unicorn's growth.
Mm-hmm.
And whereas those people who know nothing about marketing mm-hmm. and innovation and digital mm-hmm. transformation, talking that Twitter is dead mm-hmm. nowadays.
Right.
Because, dear Deb, mm-hmm. practicality is what is missing nowadays throughout mm-hmm. the world. you know, education nowadays, global is a sinking ship, and everyone mm-hmm. needs to admit that mm-hmm. the education, whatever they teach, is water under the bridge. It is mm-hmm. obsolete, outdated. Mm-hmm. And those people, students mm-hmm. who invest $2,000 in their MBAs, mm-hmm. their degrees give them nothing in the global
right,
marketplace.
Right. Yeah.
So
yeah,
and I think as the best example, the best shining example mm-hmm. is Elon Musk. Elon mm-hmm. Musk does not care what business school you graduated mm-hmm. from. Mm-hmm. He does not care about
it. Doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So mm-hmm. so I think practicality is what is missing nowadays. Mm-hmm. The practicality. Mm-hmm. Marketing managers don't know where consumers' attention is nowadays on the web.
Right.
Startup owners are building startups and mm-hmm. they don't care about publicity, about brand awareness, mm-hmm. how to storytell, how to connect. I truly believe that every startup should have a podcast mm-hmm. and to invite the best thought leaders, influencers, mm-hmm. entrepreneurs to their mm-hmm. episodes and mm-hmm. to share their award-winning expertise mm-hmm. and sharing actionable knowledge is mm-hmm. what matters the most nowadays, because
right.
whatever they studied at business school 10 years ago mm-hmm. is no longer relevant mm-hmm. in 2022, dear mm-hmm. Dave. So,
right.
so I believe that a good mind possesses kingdom. A mm-hmm. good mind possesses kingdom. Why? Mm-hmm. For example, I possess kingdom because of practicality, dear Deb. Mm-hmm. I worked every day in my 20s. Mm-hmm. That set me up for success in mm-hmm. my early 30s, you know?
Right.
So I mean, I left no stone unturned. Mm-hmm. I connected. I built up these mm-hmm. networks because I know the importance of opportunity mm-hmm. and
right.
to strike while the iron is hot. Mm-hmm. And great opportunity mm-hmm. seldom knocks twice. Now people,
because it's gone on to somebody else.
Absolutely, mm-hmm. absolutely. And people mm-hmm. will regret not putting out content mm-hmm. 15 years later.
Right.
Because now they are excuses. Mm-hmm. They are excuses, and they don't want to download mm-hmm. the Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, mm-hmm. TikTok, and mm-hmm. all these apps to understand where consumers' mm-hmm. attention is nowadays. Mm-hmm. And marketing is all about winning mm-hmm. attention, you know?
You got to get those eyeballs.
Mm-hmm. I believe that I am in the eyeballs and ears business, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, and, you know, to me, Twitter is personal. I mean, you know, yeah, there are brands on Twitter. I mean, you know, but it's where, as you said, people have conversations. And, you know, we all know the marketing thing, know, like, trust. So, you know, when you build up those conversations with people and so then they think, oh, hey, I like this. Maybe I'm going to pay attention a little bit more to them. I might not buy their product or service, but I might refer them to somebody else because I trust them. I've had those conversations. And the cool thing about social media, and I think we really, really saw it during the pandemic, was it took this great big world and it made it very small. You know, you're in Dubai, I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. I don't know how many thousands of miles apart we are, but it's like we're in the same room, right? You know, and that's what social media has done. And, you mentioned building your network. I think that is one of the things that people should be doing every single day is adding connections. You know, it's funny, when I work with people on LinkedIn, I tell them add 5 connections a week. 5. And they often look at me and go, oh, that's one a day, people. This is not a difficult thing, because then it snowballs. You know, you think, okay, well, I added 5. Maybe I can add 10 next week. You know, and because we never know who we're going to connect with, who's going to be talking about us. You know, the saying is that it's not who we know, it's who we know knows. Right. So, you know, it's those connections down the line, and we have to nurture those relationships. It cannot just be, hey, I'm putting content out there,
Absolutely.
It's got to be, you mentioned it so importantly, listening. We have to listen to what is going on.
Absolutely. Dear Deb, listening is as important mm-hmm. also as patience.
Right.
Because I
mm-hmm.
think patience is a virtue, you know,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and I think Rome was not built in a day, and we mm-hmm. need to take one step at a time. Mm-hmm. And I think all great things come to those who mm-hmm. wait and believe in what they are doing, you know.
Right.
So I have been playing the long game, mm-hmm. long game, you know. So
mm-hmm.
I have been learning daily, because learning is a treasure that mm-hmm. will follow its owner everywhere, wherever I go to conference, or I mean a boardroom session, or because learning what I learned is following me everywhere, dear Deb. Mm-hmm. So I want to I love repeating this, that a good mind possesses kingdom, mm-hmm. you know?
Mm-hmm. I love that learning is a treasure. That's just, that is fabulous because it is. And you know, it doesn't really matter, you know, yes, you should learn something in your field, things like that, but just learn in general. You know, are you reading great poetry? Are you, even if you're just reading fiction? I mean, all of these things, because it continually expands your brain, and we should always want to be doing that.
Absolutely. And I think we need to move with the times, mm-hmm. and to be in the driver's seat, mm-hmm. and to be in charge of our business and be our own boss, because mm-hmm. it has never been a better time
right.
to be successful mm-hmm. than in 2022, because mm-hmm. you can build a business. You can mm-hmm. build a $1 million business mm-hmm. from laying in your bed, mm-hmm. putting out content, mm-hmm. Setting up a store in Shopify. And promoting your product through Instagram, mm-hmm. through TikTok. And mm-hmm. if you are a real estate agent, you can sell your $1 million real estate through 2 TikToks, dear.
Right. Dad. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It is practicality. It is practicality, mm-hmm.
yeah. You know, it's interesting. I just finished a book yesterday. I had to look it up to make sure I have this right. It's called Uncompromising: How an Unwavering Commitment to Your Why Leads to an Impactful Life and a Lasting Legacy. And I'm going to have to open it to actually see who the author is. Stephen A. White. And one of the things that he talks about is that we are the company of You, Inc. And we should always be thinking about how are we improving our company, so ourselves. You know, and he said, we need to be thinking about every single thing we do, family, friends, faith, business, all of those are all part of the company of you. And so what are you doing to make sure it's successful? But I love that, uncompromising. I just thought that was the coolest thing.
I think any brand is at the forefront of marketing if they mm-hmm. are active across 8-10 social media networks.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. They have a podcast. Mm-hmm. They put out content. Mm-hmm. They have like a 10-15 media interviews throughout the world. Right. Mm-hmm. And I think I have been interviewed more than 30 times mm-hmm. since pandemic, because mm-hmm. everyone is interested in how right. I have built mm-hmm. up my personal brand, and mm-hmm. they picked my brain. And mm-hmm. there are so many great interviews available about me on mm-hmm. Google. Mm-hmm. And I never paid any dollars right. on media interviews. Yeah. So I'm very grateful.
Yeah. You know, and for anybody who's saying, oh my gosh, I don't know how to get out there, there are hundreds of thousands of podcasts, folks, you know, and especially the pandemic. I mean, people really started a lot of podcasts, and it's, you know, so it is not difficult to get on podcasts. Now, the big guys, you know, this is where, you know, like you were saying, build slow. You might be interviewed by John Lee Dumas. I'm not going to be interviewed by him. Not at this point. Because he is kind of the pinnacle. I mean, you know, he is one of those big podcasts. Same with Gary Vee and people like that. But finding the right podcasts that speak to who you want to talk to, you know, that's the important thing. And you know, it's very simple. You find out who they are. You contact them. You say, here's my story. I would like to share it with your listeners. It's, you know, it's pretty simple. I get probably 4 or 5 pitches a week, at least, if not more, you know, and so it's a great way to get your message out there and then, of course, as you say, you got to promote it. It's not just be on that podcast. You have to say, hey, listen to this great podcast that I was on, blah, 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 because why do it if you're not going to promote it?
Dear Deb, if we don't tweet, nobody knows us.
Right. Mm-hmm.
If we don't create content, nobody mm-hmm. knows us. If we mm-hmm. if we create content consistently, mm-hmm. then we are in the spotlight and mm-hmm. we make ourselves conspicuous, mm-hmm. you know? So I think we need to set the highest standards mm-hmm. for social media and marketing, and we need to push boundaries mm-hmm. and drive meaningful impact.
Right. Now, that made me, I don't know, well, my brain just kind of goes here, there, everywhere else. One of the things that I just thought of is, you know, the people who come to me and say, I tweet, I post, I comment, I do, I do, I do, I do, and nothing happens. So what do you tell the people who are, you know, say they're posting once a day on LinkedIn? It's great content, all these, but nobody's doing anything. They're not commenting. They're not sharing. So then, of course, they get frustrated and they think, well, this isn't working. Dear Is Deb, that part I of think, that building process?
Yeah. I think those people who don't have any results in social media and they want to drive and accelerate their success, the first thing they should do is to push great content creation on Twitter, you know, because I have maximized my success through Twitter. I mean, I have like sent more than 100,000 tweets, and you need to.
And those aren't the, here's what I'm having for dinner tweets. You know, these are great tweets.
So, I mean, we are in a golden age of social media now. Golden age, you know. I think if people realize and acknowledge how important, how monumental and titanic Twitter is nowadays for business growth, development, startups, personal branding, everything. I think they need to just strike while the iron is hot. Because when the iron is cold,
why bother?
They will not capitalize on this great opportunity, dear Debs. And I believe in social media because I was in the U.S. in 2006, and I know that nobody knew me in 2006, and now it was my dream to build a great awareness about my personal brand in the U.S. because I was walking, nobody knew me. I had to go into overdrive and knocking on every door of those skyscrapers and asking them, are you guys hiring? I want to work and I want to gain practical experience and, you know, just help me, you know, because I can learn anything and I'm very open-minded and motivated. But social media has opened the floodgates to business owners to achieve any business goal, dear Deb. And what are their excuses? Is that they don't want to be on Twitter and don't want to create content? I mean, they like money. Everyone loves money.
Right. Oh, wait. I have a sound effect. Ready?
Dear Deb, I reinvested every penny in my business growth. If you believe me, I reinvested. I never keep up with Jonas's. I have never gone on vacation. I built one of the fastest growing personal brands on a shoestring budget.
Right. Yeah, as you said, you never paid for any of that.
With a 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 marketing budget, I have built up one of the fastest growing personal brand in the world, and I have spearheaded one of the biggest personal brands in the world. And my results speak for themselves. I'm interviewed all over the world. I'm a speaker at more than top 20 speakers bureaus. I share my actionable strategies with entrepreneurs as startup accelerators throughout the world. For example, at SeedStars, Faster Capital, Hype Sport Innovation, Mentoring Club. And you know, I'm an advisory board member of Racing Criteria in Florida, ranked number one in the world by Thinkers 60. I have been included among top 50 marketing influencers to follow by Awards Magazine. And I mean, I have been recognized by so many.
You have worked very hard.
I put in the work, dear. I never spent, honest to God, I never spent any dollars or media interviews or bill promoting or advertising my social media profiles. Never.
Right.
But my efforts have moved mountains and performed miracles because I'm curious guy. I rarely rest on my laurels. I always push boundaries. I want to explore more. I want to learn from the best. You know, I push self-education. You know, I burn the midnight oil. And you know, when there is a will, there is a way in my world, you know?
Right. You know, and I think that's probably one of the biggest challenges for people is they think, you know, I've got the money, you know, the ka-ching button. Many people want the easy button. And, you know, and they don't want to put in that time. They don't want to put in that effort. And so they do. They say, you know, oh, you know, I tweet once a week or, you know, no, you know, it's the same thing as if you never make a sales call to talk about your product or your service to anybody. And you just expect that they're going to come to you. They're not. There's nothing in the world that is totally and completely unique. You know, I was talking to somebody the other day. We had a phenomenon here back in, oh my gosh, it was probably the 80s, where it was the pet rock craze. People sold rocks. It was the stupidest thing in the world. But more importantly, people bought those rocks. That was just very weird. But for the most part, you know, we don't, you know, somebody can go somewhere else to get what we do. You know, and so if you don't put the effort in to reach them, to be top of mind, even if you cost more, and actually costing more is a good thing. You know, if you're not making that effort, then they are going to go to somebody else.
Absolutely agree with you. And, you know, I think actions always speak louder than words, and mm-hmm. what you do is more important than what you say you will do.
Right.
You know,
mm-hmm.
I think tall oaks grow from small acorns, and mm-hmm. great things have mm-hmm. always have small beginnings, mm-hmm. you know, and
right.
there is no time. There is no mm-hmm. time like the present to strike while the iron mm-hmm. is hot. And
right.
we need to move with the times mm-hmm. and to be in charge mm-hmm. of our destiny.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I'm the architect of my fortune, of my mm-hmm. luck. And mm-hmm. the harder you work, the luckier you get, mm-hmm. you know. And the last but not least, diligence. Diligence mm-hmm. is a mother of good luck, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the hard work brings rewards in life.
Mm-hmm. Right. You know, and you're right. It doesn't start at, you know, we don't start big. You know, everybody started small. And, you know, and so we have to grow. And even if you were somebody that inherited or, you know, became part of the Kardashians, I think would probably be one of the best examples of that. They still started small. You know, it's just we don't remember when they started. And they all, you know, and but everything starts small. You know, Elon Musk started small. Warren Buffett started small. And none of them were an overnight sensation. And it's very weird. I mean, the whole social media influence, you know, when I see people who, you know, I have absolutely no idea who they are. I was looking at one the other day and it was this, now granted, I'm like old enough to be this person's grandmother. And so, you know, she's a youngster, I'm not. And she has 30 million followers. And I'm thinking, who is she? But the people who, you know, who she needs to reach are those 30 million people. She doesn't need to reach me, so it doesn't matter. But she started with one. I mean, there was one first follower, and then it built from there.
Absolutely. Yeah, Deb. And I think I was not born with a silver spoon in my mouth, but I come from a very hardworking family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my father is a renowned professor. And they say
mm-hmm.
that a good father is worth 100 schoolmasters, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I have been surrounded by books throughout my mm-hmm. life in my family. You
mm-hmm.
know, my family has always have always worked hard. My
mm-hmm.
parents and my
mm-hmm.
my family members. And I think it is in my DNA that I'm successful
mm-hmm.
nowadays because it was inherited in my
mm-hmm.
in myself. And
mm-hmm.
For example, my US experience and UK experience instilled a competitive advantage
mm-hmm.
in me that. That I'm now in a great
mm-hmm.
position. That I have always loved independence
mm-hmm.
in life. You know that
mm-hmm.
I have always pedaled my own canoe, and
mm-hmm.
I have always stood on my own 2 feet. So,
mm-hmm.
For example, when I was 18, when I had a visa interview at U.S. Embassy,
mm-hmm.
the first question I was asked why I wanted to go to the United States,
right.
And I replied that I wanted to widen my wings and expand my
mm-hmm.
horizons
mm-hmm.
and to learn independence. So
mm-hmm.
they issued a visa. I moved. I respected all visa rules.
Mm-hmm.
And I met great people. I
mm-hmm.
started seeing the world faster, easier, clearer.
Mm-hmm.
And such experience
mm-hmm.
Has been foundational
mm-hmm.
for my success, you know?
Right.
So now a true entrepreneur knows that nothing comes to you.
Mm-hmm.
You have to go out there and
mm-hmm.
earn everything by dint of your hard
right.
work, you know? So
right.
so I think that the most successful businesses are formed
mm-hmm.
over long periods
mm-hmm.
of sustained hard work,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Right. You know, and as you said, it does not come easy. But, you know, one of the coolest things about social media and the whole online world, whether it's, you know, just being able to Zoom and all of those things, is we can learn from all of these different people in all of these different countries. because each one, like you said, has something different to bring to the table. We're very competitive here in the States. We might want to learn something different from other countries, all of these various things. So it is so important that we use these platforms to expand our networks. I mean, I'm on 2 or 3, sometimes, one week I hit 16 in 1 week, Zooms. Now that was too many. 16 Zooms in 1 week was a little bit too much. But all of those, I was meeting people, some, 100 miles away, some several thousand miles away, some, probably 5,000-6,000 miles away. And so I was continually, and I do continually expand my network. And I learn from every single one of those people.
Dear Deb, I think curiosity is everything these days. Mm-hmm. The United States is at the forefront of a global economy because curiosity, interest. Mm-hmm. Everyone is firing on all cylinders in the United States. No excuses for my American friends, No excuses. Mm-hmm. I mean, everyone strikes while the iron is hot. Mm-hmm. Everyone makes hay while the sun shines. Mm-hmm. Everyone goes into overdrive. Mm-hmm. Everyone works like hell. Mm-hmm. And it is a great quote by Elon Musk. Elon Musk said, if you work 80-100 work weeks and others are working 40-hour work weeks, that in 4 months, you will achieve what it takes for them a year to achieve.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I think, and I'm crazy when I log in Twitter, and people complain about work ethic, Nobody wants to put in the work on Twitter. Mm-hmm. Nobody.
Right.
Everyone is in excuse mode. Everyone is excuse mode on Twitter. Why you work hard? Why you put out content? Why?
I don't have time.
I mean, I'm tired. I'm tired of people complaining. Why I put in the work? Whereas they are wasting their time, and they, I build my path. I don't need to follow the crowd to exist or to be in survival mode. And I want everyone to know who is. If you're listening to me, I want you to know that I'm in growth mode. I'm not talking to you, dear Deb, but I'm addressing everyone who is listening to me, to my kiss and kin, everyone who knows me. I'm in growth mode. I build my path. I march to a different drummer, And I was not born to follow the crowd, to do an MBA, to do a 9-to-5 role. I was not born to build their other dreams because time is money. Time is precious. Time is, I will never turn this clock back. My time belongs to my dreams, my goals, How important time is for me. I'm now 34. And the whole business and technology world knows me.
Because why? And you're just 34.
It was my dream. It was my dream since childhood. The whole world to know me because I'm not a next brick in the wall. I was born to stand out and to do what I love. And I'm passionate about what I do, That's why I have amazing Google results, And I'm proud to live in this age, in this day and age where my hard work is rewarded. I have interviews. The whole world can learn a lot from my media interviews, from my YouTube, from my Twitter. That this business world puts my knowledge and my practicality on a pedestal, and it is sought after. And I am my name is one of the biggest personal brands and one of the biggest names in marketing.
I'm not
at the level of Seth Godin or Gary Vaynerchuk or other people, but I have built up everything by dint of my hard work. I want everyone to know that that I'm also very competitive.
Why?
I have been tweeting less. I have been tweeting less because I received more than 30 media interviews from all over the world. Everyone is interested. Why? How I built up my personal brand. What has been the building block of my growth? Everyone is interested, And I believe in giving back. And I want others to motivate to become more competent and to attack success with insatiable hunger, I think if people are listening to me and they put their degrees on a pedestal, then you should not be in business. They should not be in business. You know why? Because because their degrees and their knowledge no longer work in 2022.
Just pieces companies, of paper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yes, companies go out of mm-hmm. business. Nobody cares. Their excuse is that they don't want to be on social mm-hmm. media. You know why Brian Chesky is at the forefront? Why mm-hmm. Gary mm-hmm. is at the forefront? Why mm-hmm. Jay Shetty used to work for Accenture in London, moved mm-hmm. to the United States, who was hired by Arianna Huffington, interviewed mm-hmm. the entire Hollywood. Mm-hmm. And now his personal brand is one of the biggest mm-hmm. in the world because right. he deserved his success, because mm-hmm. he put in the work. Mm-hmm. And this world is indolent to put mm-hmm. in the work. They are lazy. Mm-hmm. They prefer, they don't want to build their...
Well, they want it to come to them. They don't want to have to work hard for it.
Dear Deb, I'm addressing this issue. I'm addressing this elephant mm-hmm. in the room at the conferences. You know mm-hmm. what is stopping the world from succeeding and achieving success? Mm-hmm. What? So I have joined recently Asia Retail Summit. Dear Deb, Asia mm-hmm. Retail Summit.
Wow, mm-hmm.
biggest conference in Asia, mm-hmm. in Southeast Asia, biggest conference. Mm-hmm. We had a panel discussion, customer mm-hmm. loyalty, customer mm-hmm. loyalty. And our panel included speakers from big brands. You know, mm-hmm. everyone focused on these theories. Whatever they studied at business mm-hmm. schools no longer relevant in 2022. I was the only one who was talking about the importance of social media. Mm-hmm. Only one.
Because day and age. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, this is a reality. This is a tough reality. Mm-hmm. of our business world. Mm-hmm. They believe in their excuses, their theories, they are like MBAs, they want to do executive MBA, mm-hmm. but we need to get on active on social media. Mm-hmm. We need to, whoever is close to audience always mm-hmm. wins.
Right. Mm-hmm. And that is social media. I mean, you know, that's the way to go. Well, oh my gosh, Vladimir. This is so much fun. We have to have you on again because we just scratched the surface on all of this.
I wanted to finish that. Now, my career in the fast lane, you know, mm-hmm. when I work on great projects, it is always a race against time. Mm-hmm. So my talk always mm-hmm. strikes the right note because of practicality mm-hmm. and social media. And everything I want to do is to push the envelope, you know. Mm-hmm. And I truly take pride in my work because mm-hmm. I have reinvested every penny in my growth, you know. Mm-hmm. This number one global ranking I have, like, because mm-hmm. I'm ranked number one, that mm-hmm. the entire world can check out my global ranking. That mm-hmm. this is a jewel in the crown, you know. Mm-hmm. I want to capitalize on my award-winning expertise mm-hmm. to turn the marketing managers of today mm-hmm. into the global marketing leaders right. of tomorrow, mm-hmm. you know. So I mean, when they have finally started booking me as a speaker, you know, like mm-hmm. Startup Grind, Social Media Club, Digital Talk Forum, mm-hmm. Asia Retail Summit, AI Conversational Summit. I am speaking at this conference in Ooh. June. So, mm-hmm. so what else should I achieve, dear mm-hmm. Deb? I'm mentoring entrepreneurs and startup owners at Faster Capital mm-hmm. and startup accelerators mm-hmm. throughout the world. I'm an advisory board member of Racing mm-hmm. Retail, and I'm a member of Simio Council. Mm-hmm. I have been interviewed throughout the world. You know, I'm a jury member, and I'm a member of the marketing judging committee of American Business Awards in New York City. Mm-hmm. I'm so honored, you know, that mm-hmm. I wear so many hats, and I'm mm-hmm. proud. I take pride. I mm-hmm. take pride in my work mm-hmm. that I have achieved everything by dint of my hard work. Mm-hmm. I have gone mm-hmm. into the world and earned everything by mm-hmm. dint of my hard work, mm-hmm. through my backbone, through my indefatigable hard work, dear mm-hmm. Deb, you know?
Right. You know, and I love that it is so important to you to give back. You know, that is, I think that is, you know, because you are so grateful for everything that you have worked hard for, you know, that it's so important to also give back. And I think that is just so important.
Yeah, I think one good turn deserves another. Mm-hmm. I think if people help me, it is my responsibility to help them back, mm-hmm. you know. And I don't expect anything from anyone, you know, I don't expect, you know, I mean, I'm a giver in life. If I mm-hmm. if I was a taker, mm-hmm. I would not be successful. Dear
right.
Dave, because
yeah.
you know,
those are the ones that are just the flash in the pans.
Mm-hmm. Dear Dave, in this retrospect, mm-hmm. when I look back, when I see majority of opportunities mm-hmm. have been one way street, mm-hmm. majority, because mm-hmm. everyone is taker.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Only tiny minority.
Right.
Are givers, mm-hmm. givers, and I don't like this, like a one way, mm-hmm. one way street mm-hmm. of relationships. Mm-hmm. I don't like, and it is so dismal, so gloomy, mm-hmm. so depressing. To mm-hmm. have this,
it is. Mm-hmm.
It is very dismal. Mm-hmm. It's very gloomy. Mm-hmm. So I think we need to have two way street opportunities and relationships in life. Mm-hmm. And that's why I believe in giving back, because I want people, for example, someone to email me 5 years later mm-hmm. and to thank me because they listened to me and they changed a horse in the mm-hmm. midstream and starting building mm-hmm. businesses faster because of my practicality. Because it is all about legacy, dear Dave. Mm-hmm. Legacy, I mm-hmm. don't want
right.
money. I have
right.
nothing to sell. I don't mm-hmm. care,
Mm-hmm.
I don't charge my followers like $500 per mm-hmm. hour consultation,
Mm-hmm.
I don't care, Mm-hmm. Whereas there are so many marketing managers, they are selling their programs mm-hmm. on social
right.
media.
They want
them. They rarely provide value mm-hmm. because we need to provide value through mm-hmm. our content creation, dear Dave, mm-hmm. So,
right.
so we need to break new ground. We need mm-hmm. to... We need to just like to fire on all cylinders mm-hmm. and to give everything our best shot mm-hmm. in our business,
Right. Oh my gosh. This has been so much fun. I really can't wait until we talk again, because this is going to be fantastic. But how do people find you? If they want to get more of your wisdom, how do they find you?
Dear Dev, I think I'm active across all social media platforms.
Okay.
People can follow me mm-hmm. on Twitter at Vlado Botswadze.
Mm-hmm.
Also, they can connect to me on LinkedIn.
Mm-hmm.
Also, follow me on Instagram
mm-hmm.
And also like my Facebook page. And I'm also on TikTok, also on Snapchat. And I think when they visit me at www.vladimirbotswadze.com,
mm-hmm.
they will have a bird's eye view of what I do, services I provide,
mm-hmm.
my testimonials, my awards, my
right.
social media links.
Mm-hmm.
So there are some great, also they can check out my profile on Thinkers 360, which is a first open platform for thought leaders
mm.
and which was created in Texas in 2018
okay. mm-hmm.
and which has disrupted a thought leadership market.
Mm-hmm.
They can also check out my biography on Everypedia.
Right.
And I think If they are organizing an event, they can invite mm-hmm. me as a speaker, and I will share
mm-hmm.
my award-winning actionable and practical mm-hmm. strategy with audience.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, if they have a podcast, they can invite me mm-hmm. as a guest to their podcast to mm-hmm. feature me or share my expertise with them. And
mm-hmm.
I think everyone benefits from my presence, from my contribution, and
mm-hmm.
I always bring innovation to the table mm-hmm. with every project.
You make us think, and that's the important thing. Right, right.
Thank you very much. And I think I'm very grateful to the United States for everything. Well, I was 18 and it has been like a once in a lifetime change for mm-hmm. me that, I can proudly mention that mm-hmm. I'm 34 now and I was 18 when mm-hmm. I worked in the United States. I had a work permit. I worked with amazing people. I made mm-hmm. lifelong friends. And this experience has been foundational for my mm-hmm. success. I think foundational. Even if I had attended like mm-hmm. a top business schools,
mm-hmm.
I would not have earned such success through
right.
MBAs or degrees.
Mm-hmm.
I love to mention that success depends on wishbone, not on backbone. And
mm-hmm.
and my success has always depended on backbone. That I'm now at the cutting edge of marketing and innovation, and I truly take pride in my work because I truly love what I do and I put my heart and soul into everything I do. I connect with audiences and I want entire world to be more confident to attack success with confidence and to achieve everything. And And when there is a will, there is always a way, you know?
I love it. Well, what a great thought for us to end on, you know, and this has been absolutely delightful. I cannot wait to do it again. I'm Deb Creer. I've been having one of the best discussions with Vladimir Botvadze, and I can't wait to do it until next time. But until then, everyone have a great day.
Tune in for our next program for even more trends, best practices, and techniques for how to make your business a success. The Business Power Hour, hosted by Deb Creer, is proud to be part of the C-Suite Network.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.